Welcome to Spirit's Path Podcast. I'm your host, Farron. Come walk with me as we explore all the ways we can become one with ourselves and ultimately everybody else. Welcome to the podcast. This is the final episode of 2023. And, well, I don't need to point out that there's a genocide going on. There's actually three going on. It's the holiday season and everything is just weird, which makes sense, right? I don't understand where people are trying to act normal. I understand going through the process with family and friends. I understand that to a certain extent, of course. But at the same time, I don't think it's a good idea. If you listened to last episode, you know what I'm about to say. I don't think it's a good idea as spiritual people to just completely ignore what's actually going on the planet. So this is going to be the final episode. So I'll do a little bit of a wrap up at the end of the episode. But to begin, everybody grab your hymnals. If you have a copy of Be Here Now, I would recommend just picking that up and turning to page 98. And we'll take a look at that together. So I'm just going to read starting from the top and talk about it a little bit on the way down. So first of all, if you don't have a copy of the book, this is a square-shaped book, and it was made by Ram Dass and that whole group. I don't know, when did this come out? I don't remember the year offhand, but this doesn't matter. You can easily find it online. And the original book, I believe, was on not a newsprint, but like paper bag kind of paper, and it was block printed, which I think is really cool because I love printmaking. In case you didn't know that about me, I love printmaking. Printmaking and bookmaking is something I've always found interest in. So on this page, on the layout, there are prints of some angels. The text is kind of arranged around it. That's the top square. And then the bottom square, right, and if you don't know this, it opens the other direction. You know, the book, instead of opening sideways, when you open the book, you have to turn it, and you're looking like at a long page that way. On the bottom page, there are more pictures of angels, and then there's some other things down there. There's a crown. Anyhow, okay, so at the top here, that psychosis business is an interesting business. If you go through the doorway too fast and you're not ready for it, you're bound hand and foot and thrown into utter darkness. Now, before I move on, psychosis. I'm obviously not a doctor. I'm not a psychologist, but what they're referring to is spiritual psychosis, which is what we call it now. Back then, it is just psychosis. Now, I'm starting to think that a lot of the... Now, I'm not saying that spiritual... I'm not saying that spiritual psychosis doesn't exist, but I am starting to believe that there's a very specific version that exists now that's tied to social media. And I specifically think this about platforms like TikTok. I'm assuming it probably applies on YouTube as well. It's been there longer, right? But TikTok, I don't know. There's this special thing going on there. By the way, if you're not following me on TikTok, please do. Mystic Farron, so there's underscore. So it's Mystic _Farron. Anyhow, I believe from my observation of what I've seen in specific, like I said, on TikTok, but also it happens on all of the social media. It doesn't really matter, especially though when people have a following, I just did air quotes, that goes over a certain number, therein lies an issue. There's something that's going on in that area that that creator or spiritual guide or whatever it is, it has to be around spirituality though, because that's what we're speaking about, right? Is in a totally different zone than would be somebody just on the street experiencing spiritual psychosis. Let me say that last part again. On the street experiencing spiritual psychosis. I cannot say that these two things are the same. They might look the same, but I just, from observation, because I'm pretty sure I've seen both, they just have to be different. And because I'm not a doctor, I'm not an analyst of any kind, all I have is my experience, and I just can't imagine the effects being the same. Whether one is more detrimental than the other, I don't know. I guess this would depend on your ego and what you do with that and what other things were present when this started to happen. There might be other illnesses going on, certain things with the blood pressure and the heart that would cause all kinds of energetic just mishmash. Right? Because it's going to affect your nervous system. And as soon as your nervous system is affected, everything in your life starts to have some kind of response. Okay, so let's see. I'm still on the top page. The bottom section says, you may land anywhere, and lots of people end up in mental hospitals. The reason they do is, they went through the door with their ego on. So it's basically what I just said, but in a different way. I know that we look at the ego different than they did when they wrote this book, but it's still a valid point because we just don't want to be ruled by the ego. This is something we've spoken about on this podcast a couple of times, so I'm not going to get into it all the way, but the ego doesn't go away. It's just that you don't want to be ruled by it. There are certain things that when you're ruled by the ego, you end up in a different area than you intend energetically than if you're led by, like people say, the heart. So there, at the top of the second page, so at the end of the first page, it says, and wow, we've been invited to the wedding feast. And then there's a crown and the angel and all that. So this is supposed to signify that they've been invited to this grandiose affair. Just everything you could possibly ever want is there, right? This is supposed to be full living bliss, right? Bliss on earth. All the stuff, all the time. This is where people get lost. I mean, all the stuff, all the time. That's what they're referring to in this page. But spiritually, that would mean that you would have full access to your full energy body, the whole capacity. And you would know how to use that to your benefit. And if you're following the dharmic way, you're using these abilities to help other people. But that's not what it says on this page. At this point, they're at a wedding feast. And then it says, I mean, dig me, Sam Jones. I have to be honest. I don't know who Sam Jones is. Maybe some people older than me know. Maybe it's just a saying. I don't know. It sounds like something my grandfather might have said. Anyhow, the next portion says they don't understand how that you gotta die to be born. Okay. So what they're saying here is, in order to fully access all of these things at the wedding feast, which stick to their analogy, you have to actually die before you walk into the door, walk in through the door, walk into the feast. And not physically, but that whole ego thing has to be in check. You have to be able to check that at the door. Actually, it should have been checked, and you don't have to recheck it. But anyhow, it does say some more about Sam Jones. It still doesn't say much about who he is, but I'm going to read that. It's the bottom left-hand corner. Now, if you have this book, I don't know if you've ever read these things in order. If you do, please let me know. spiritspathpodcast@gmail.com. Oh, and by the way, you can use that email to suggest topics, or if you have questions about any of the episodes that I've posted, that we've posted. And if you have any questions that you would like answered in a podcast. Anyhow, at the bottom here, it says Sam Jones in heaven. Sam Jones standing on the right side of the Lord. And then there's the Lord, and there's Gabriel, and then there's Sam Jones. Anyhow, hippies wrote this, okay? This is the important part. That whole thing about dying to be born. They don't understand that you gotta die to be born, and that only when you have been born again do you enter the kingdom of heaven. Let me read that part again. Then only when you've been born again do you enter the kingdom of heaven. So they've gone in on the first round. And that's what happens, is they go on a huge ego trip, and it's called the messianic complex. It's called paranoia and delusions of grandeur. Now, I have to be honest. I don't know what the messianic complex is. I don't know. I mean, it was Ron Doss, but you get what he's saying here. And if you turn the page, I have a relative who is in a mental hospital. He thinks he is Christ. Well, that's groovy. I am Christ also. But he doesn't think I am Christ. He thinks he is Christ because it happened to him, and he took his ego with him. So he says, I'm special. And when I say to him, sure, man, you're Christ, and I'm Christ too, he says, you don't understand. And when he's out, he steals cars and things like that because he needs them because he's Christ, and that's all right. So they lock him up. He says, I don't know. Me, I'm a responsible member of society. I go to church, and me, they put in a mental hospital. You're free. You've got a beard and you wear a dress. You. Sure, because as far as I'm concerned, we're all God. That's the difference. If you really think another guy is God, he doesn't lock you up. There's something funny about that. So the way this page is laid out, it's all capitals and there's these little stamps in between the sentences. And at the bottom, there's an outline of two people with prayer hands and they're facing each other. So two people in profile. It's an interesting page. It's simple. I prefer the more simple pages. The point just comes across more clearly. But at the same time, this was put together at a time period when I wasn't alive. I didn't ever really get into the artwork or anything like that. So I do know that this book was very popular at the time, and it's had a number of printings since then. They obviously don't release it in the same exact format, because what it was two books and like a record in a box originally, I believe. I find the Be Here Now book interesting and, you know, it's helpful. It's kind of fun. And like I said, I like printmaking, so that makes it attractive to me. The cover also has sacred geometry on the front, and the cover is the front, Farron. Okay, don't worry about that. The sacred geometry is also fairly attractive, so I like that. And I just wanted to share that part. This being the last episode of the year, I want to thank all of you for being such loyal listeners. We very much appreciate your presence. For this year, our top five episodes are number 5, The Yogic Approach, part 4 on the Yamas. And number 4 is The Hum Sa Guided Meditation for Everyone. And number 3 is Soham Breathing for Beginners. Number 2, The Yogic Approach, Part 3, Kleshas. And number 1, Are You Avoiding Joy? Which, you know, makes sense. That last one, it's been a hard year. So it makes sense that that is the top listened episode. If you haven't heard that one, I highly recommend it. Okay, the other thing I wanted to share with you are the most popular cities. So the people that are listening to the episodes the most consistently. It has changed a lot recently. It used to be more worldwide. Now it's more United States centric. So number 5 of our most popular cities is Manti, Utah. Number 4 is Ashburn, Virginia. Number 3, San Francisco, California. Thank you, locals. Thank you for sticking around. Number 2, Atlanta, Georgia. And number 1, Frankfurt am Main, Hesse. So there used to be, like I said, a variety of people around Europe. And now my most popular, most consistent city is still Frankfurt. I don't know if I'm pronouncing that right. So Frankfurt, I know I'm pronouncing right, but Main, Hesse. I'm probably saying that incorrectly. Please excuse me if I am, but I would like to thank you for being such loyal listeners. And if you have a suggestion or something that you would like me to do a podcast on, I really would love to hear from you. Remember, the podcast name is the email, spiritspathpodcast@gmail.com. Thank you, everyone, for your support this year. And I'm very much looking forward to sharing more spiritual path topics, as well as some spiritual history topics and more. Have a wonderful break, if you have a break from whatever it is that you do with your life. And I'll talk to you in 2024. Thank you again. Bye. Thank you for listening and making it till the end of the show. Connect with me on TikTok and YouTube at @mystic_Farron. My website is farron.me, and you can also find me on Instagram at @farron. Thanks for listening. Bye.